You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. The easing of the pandemic has brought some welcome changes, more concerts and sporting events, the lifting of COVID travel restrictions, but it's also about to deliver a big financial blow to the needy. The federal government is phasing out a pandemic boost in aid for people on food stamps. March will be the last month recipients will get the additional benefits, and that's expected to hit millions of households in California hard. Michael Flood is CEO of the L.A. Regional Food Bank. We asked him if these increased food stamp benefits have had a significant impact over the last few years.
Oh, definitely. During the pandemic, we saw the demand for food assistance increase markedly right away, of course, in 2020, and that has continued. And the CalFresh program is a really important program that allows families and individuals to purchase food in grocery stores and other food stores to supplement what they need in order to feed themselves and feed their families. And here in Los Angeles County, we saw a pretty significant increase in the number of households receiving CalFresh benefits. We have more than 1.5 million people that are benefiting from the CalFresh program. And you couple that with the rising cost of food that we've all experienced, especially over the last 12 months, it's sort of a double whammy. Food prices have increased, putting more pressure on family budgets and individual budgets. And now this additional boost in benefits is going away, which we think is going to really cause some challenges for a lot of families and individuals here, not just in Los Angeles County, but throughout California.
There are reports that when this increased pandemic food aid comes to an end, low-income Californians, people on food stamps, or what the state calls CalFresh, will lose a total of more than $500 million a month in food assistance, about $200 a month for the average household receiving CalFresh benefits. That is serious money.
Right, and a lot of these families and individuals are already experiencing what we call food insecurity, where they're making these decisions between paying the rent and buying food, paying utilities and other basic expenses and buying food. So we do expect more people will be coming to food pantries and other organizations providing groceries and food to people who need it. It's something we're bracing for. The food bank relies mostly on donated food coming from private sources and also through USDA, but we've been bolstering food purchases with this expectation that we're going to be seeing a lot more families and individuals in food lines because of this hit around CalFresh benefits.
How many people are you serving now?
The food bank and our partner agencies and network of agencies, which is about 600 food pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, veteran programs, other organizations helping people throughout Los Angeles County. The average number of people served every month throughout 2022 was 800,000 people,
wow,
which was more than double the pre-pandemic period. So, you know, I think in an area like the Los Angeles County area, it's great that we've seen the employment situation improve markedly since, you know, we had unemployment rates of over 20% in LA County at the beginning of the pandemic. But we're back to that cost of living issue here. Rents are high. These basic expenses for households, it just eats up so much of the budget that especially on the food budget, it leads to a number of days where people just don't have enough to eat and they're finding different coping mechanisms, parents not eating so their kids can eat what little food is in the household, seniors going without. And, you know, that's again where the food bank and this network of agencies and our mobile distributions comes into play to try to bridge that gap.
When these higher CalFresh benefits stop in April, what are you bracing for? Do you think you'll be serving the same number of people? They'll just require more assistance? Or do you think you could see a real spike in the number of people coming to you and your partner agencies for help?
CalFresh benefits, on average, provide, and again, it depends on the household and other resources that are in the household, provide roughly about 2 weeks worth of food assistance.
So you're saying 2 weeks out of every month are covered by food stamps?
For your typical household. And for some of those households, that's enough to meet their overall food budget. They're not in a food pantry food line, that the benefits and the boost in benefits has been enough to make that household kind of whole. It's hard for us to predict in terms of how many, because of these cutbacks, will end up in food lines. We know the number will be higher. It's just very hard for us to estimate what that number is. But again, what we're trying to do is bolster our food supplies in anticipation for an increase as this boost in benefits ends.
Michael Flood is CEO of the LA Regional Food Bank.